let us go to one of our favorites and sit back and enjoy the game of baseball as he explains it and writes about it. No one does it better, and that is the great Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, good, Marty. What's going on?
Well, it's a good afternoon of baseball, and, you know, this is a great time of year, and you've got the A's and Orioles, and the Yankees have already lost today, and Texas is in a rain delay, and waiting for Cincinnati and Washington, and all the Giants do is they run out the same lineup, and let's just play baseball. They're in a good position.
Yeah, it's amazing how they sit back and watch all this frantic development. I mean, the Orioles could wind up winning the East, and if the A's get in that wild card game, they could be playing the Yankees. So, I mean, every day it seems to be some new subplots unraveling, and meanwhile the Giants are just trying to figure out their rotation and Aubrey Huff and some of the basics.
Yeah, Bruce, do you see this team? I see them differently than 2010. How do you see them compared to 2010? Good and bad. What do you see?
Well, they've had. It seems like 2010. They just kept building on the strength of acquisitions. You know, they didn't seem like too much at the time, and they kept getting better and better, and the momentum was building, and the team just got better and better, and then they were steaming into the postseason. This team is coasting in, but they've had so many things to get past. I mean, you lose your closer, your second baseman, all these things we've been talking about. They had the performance-enhancing drug taints on the team with, Mota and Cabrera, and I think it's been definitely one of Bruce Bochy's greatest managing jobs, but, they... In 2010, it seems like their big hits were home runs, and this year it's been just basic clutch hitting, which is it's a lot harder to get it done that way. But their clutch hitting in the second half has been amazing.
Yeah, it has. Bruce, and they're on base percentage. They're at 328 now.
And it's exceptional. It really is, and that's that. They're doing a much better job of that than the 2010 team. You know, the one constant is the starting rotation. Obviously a big difference is that Barry Zito has barged through the door, nobody can stop him. Whereas, 2 years ago, he was banished from the kingdom.
He was in the Tower of London.
It still comes down to the basic guys. It still comes down to Kane, Bumgarner, Posey, the guys who were so valuable then are still there. And That element is still there, and of course Bochy and Rigetti is and Wotus and Flannery. That's huge. The coaching on this team, I think, is just exceptional. That's been one constant, and that's why I think in both seasons they were able to get as far as they did.
Bruce, looking at the ball club, and I said, and you and I talked about, God, we've been talking about this since you and I were in February, sitting down in Glendale watching the ball club or at Scottsdale. But over these last 6 weeks, they've gone through the National League West. They're better against their division than anybody in the National League. And to me, the schedule was always their friend once they got past about August 20th. They really haven't played or seen really great teams or pitchers since then. Are you concerned about that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that's helped Aubrey Huff, I think, who appears to be looking like he's going to be on the roster. I mean, I think the consensus was he was pretty much done and wasn't going to be in any part of the playoffs, and he's had this little run of whatever it is, 5-for-9, pinch hitting against, let's face it, not Steven Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez.
Right.
And you're right. That's I think that's also contributed to their clutch hitting, and they've hit a few bombs too against this Western great pitching. The strength of it is they've taken advantage of it. I mean, if you get it in front of you, you gotta take control of that, and they have.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit deceiving.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit. But the way I answer it when I think about it that way is, how are you playing the game? So you're running the bases properly. You're stealing bags. The bullpen's got 50 saves. The leader in National League's got 54 as a team. You got sacrifice flies. You're hitting doubles and triples. Your defense is tightened up. And so I kind of say to myself, all right, just play that kind of game, and if the pitcher is slightly off his game, you're going to be able to handle it. And that's kind of the way I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, they've gotten so much great fundamental play from Scudero. It's really just incredible. And also the way Pagan has ascended into a really good fundamental player. Those two elements have been absolutely invaluable, you know, in them getting over the Cabrera thing, you know, making him forget about Freddie Sanchez and Andres Torres and you know, two really quality guys all around. So it's coming from a lot of different directions. And I put me down for Hunter Pence having a big postseason. How about this guy? Was he at 99 RBIs?
Come on. Well, you know, and I just looked in the notes today, and I'll tell you this, and it's one of those, you know, I like the number 54 games because that is one-third of a major league season. You know, and, you know, when I get to the 54-game mark, I'm always looking at it, and, you know, you want to see what someone does over a third of a season. I was looking at Pence today. He's at 224. All right. Five homers and 40 RBIs in 54 games as a Giant.
Yeah, he's playing terrible, and he's still getting all these RBIs, and he's going to have 100 for the season. I mean,
yeah.
this guy's having a decent year in spite of himself, but I think it also 100 RBIs, you know, that's a wonderful measuring stick of a run producer.
He puts a bat on the ball.
He does, and he's been a little over anxious. He's swung at some balls that he really should have no business trying to deal with. But he's been, you know, trying hard to please the fans and the team. But I think he's getting settled in, and he's capable of doing all kinds of damage. I mean, he could go into Cincinnati in that park if they play the Reds and pop a couple in one game.
Well, that's the point. See, that's the point I was thinking about, and I made it this week, and I'm glad you brought it up. They're going to Cincinnati or Washington, too small a park. I mean, Washington seems to be a home run park. And this guy can, you know, he was in that division. He's been in the Central. He knows how to play in those particular parks. This is Cody Ross all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I mean, the Giants are making all this negative news about the home runs they are not hitting at home. And it's almost historic how futile they've been. But at the same time, they've got guys who could go into one of these parks with the Posey and Sandoval and Belt and Pence and hit four or five homers. I mean, it's possible. You know, it's not like they're completely hopeless.
No.
And I think they're going to thrive in that atmosphere.
Yeah, it's, you know, Arroyo, Cueto, Latos, no-hit Homer Bailey. This is, you know, and if it, look, it could be Washington over these next five games. You don't know what's going to happen. Washington could kick it in and the Cincinnati could come in first. And here we go with Gio Gonzalez and Zimmerman and Edwin Jackson and Detweiler. This next week for me, and I always say this about baseball, Bruce, when you got five games to go and you're one or two back, anything can happen. And it usually does.
Yeah, I mean, 2 days later, you're tied. I mean, everybody says, oh, we're two back or five to play. We're out of it. I mean, you know, no way. Like you say, I mean, things like this happen all the time. It's going to be great to sit back and watch it from the Giants fan standpoint. I'm sure glad I've got that baseball package at home where I can queue up any game that I need to.
How do you like the argument, the Miguel Cabrera, Mike Trout argument? With the stat guys and the numbers guys and all that, it's been quite an interesting argument all week for MVP.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Mike Trout, you don't need any numbers. I mean, if you watch him, you're watching a guy who's doing it all. But you know, I think the last couple of weeks are very important in an MVP race because they placed an awful lot of value on how valuable they are to their team's success in getting to the postseason. Trout went off the game with a homer last night, but he hasn't had a good month. And Cabrera is carrying that team. I don't care what the numbers are. I mean, obviously now Triple Crown, that's a great set of numbers if Cabrera were to get that. You know, and oddly enough, the staff guys discount that. It's like, oh, well, batting average and RBI is like all of a sudden after 100 years, they don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
But war, you know, I want to go to war with these guys.
War, what is it good for? You know, that's what Elaine Bennis said. You know that.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing. But no, I you know, Trout's the rookie of the year, and to me, Cabrera's the MVP. If Trout were tearing it up and playing as well right now as he did most of the year, I think he could steal it. But
he's
hit a little bit of a wall, and Cabrera's been a monster.
Yeah, no, you're right. And also the Posey McCutcheon Ryan Braun thing, and you know, Braun has been fabulous. That they're probably going to fall a little short simply because St. Louis is pitching out of their minds right now. And they're starting to get that look of a team that's going to do something. But There's just something about the Posey story. I would find him to be the leader in this whole MVP thing.
Yeah. You know, my number two guy right now is Yadier Molina. If you look at his numbers for the second half, what he's done for the pitching staff, he's playing through injuries. He's like a coach on the field. They're absolutely raving about him back there, and he really is that good. He's been a Posey-like presence on that team. He's not going to win it, but I think he should be in the top five.
Well, he's hitting third in the league. He's third in the league in hitting.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's Posey's going to win it, and, you know, what a great story coming back from that injury. You know, it's just a tremendous thing. It speaks so highly of his character and his work ethic.
Looking at the Cy Young, and we could do some more of this tomorrow because this is the last weekend. Come on, the season ends Wednesday. The votes have to be in on Wednesday.
Yeah, I've got an American League.
Oh, do you have Cy Young?
I've got an American League Cy Young vote, yeah.
Ah, okay. Tomorrow, we'll kick this around. I got to do some research. But I was thinking about the National League today of Cueto and Gio Gonzalez and R.A. Dickey and this Craig Kimbrell. I don't know where this thing's going to fall. You know, you see a pitcher like Gio Gonzalez that could win 22. And then you look at Dickey with over 200 strikeouts in the dominating games he's had. And Kyle Loesch quietly doing his thing, and Cueto could be a 20-game winner. This is I don't know, maybe this is a good race.
I think Dickey's having the best year. He's like 20-4 for a terrible team. Just, you know, the Mets have just had a miserable year, and he's been fantastic. My guy's Gio Gonzalez. He's been doing it in the spotlight of a pennant race.
Mm-hmm.
His presence around the team is the players just rave about what a great, you know, person he is. You know, just a leader and a positive presence. He's got 21 wins. He's got all the numbers, and he's on a winning team. He'd be my guy, followed closely by Dickey, just because he's having a good year, and then maybe slide Cueto in there.
Wow, pretty good. How's the Cal game going?
They're losing to Arizona State. The crowd's not that great. I went to Cal, and my motto is it never ends well. So,
okay.
But that's only a 50-year sample size for me. So.
Right. You still have a chance, we like to say. All right. All right. I appreciate you taking time to check in with us. So we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Sounds good, Marty. Talk
All right. Thanks, as always. All right. The great Bruce Jacobs checking in from the Cal game.